This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. I hope it's going to be a really good day for you. Talking again today, as I was yesterday, with this question, how do you deal with sadness? And the Bible talks about this in Psalm 42. The psalmist asks himself the question that you might have asked, why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? Well, I trust you. I will praise you again because you help me and you are my God. That's Psalm 42, verse 11. A poet has talked about the words of sadness in his thoughts. I've been through the valley of weeping, the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of all comfort was with me, at hand to uphold and sustain. I came across recently the story about Tommy Dorsey, recognized that he was the big band leader in America quite a few years ago, but recognized also as the father of gospel music. He'd enjoyed this very successful career as a jazz musician. Things went wrong in his own life. But, you know, he gave his life to Jesus Christ and he wanted to be involved in Christian music. And his success continued until 1931 when his wife, who was giving birth to a child, when his wife died. And that night he was in a complete and utter grief. At the same time, there was a message that came through to him. Not only did his wife die, but the child died as well, and so they were buried in the same coffin. So Tommy Dorsey's life was in a complete shambles, and he didn't know what to do. He wondered whether he'd go back to jazz, and the joy of life just disappeared like a vapor. So he was in total depression. And then one day a friend took him to the piano and asked him to sit down and play something, and as he sat there at the piano, he ended up with composing a song that's become one of the great Christian songs, I guess, one of the ones of all time. And these were the words, "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home." And with those words, as Tommy Dorsey composed this music, he wrote later on, "I learned that when we're in our deepest grief, when we feel furthest from God, that it's when he is closest to us and when we are most open to his restoring power." So how true it is. You know, that was a complete time of utter sadness and desolation for Tommy Dorsey, as it has, I guess, for many people. So sadness can take all sorts of different shapes. Sadness, as I said yesterday, is a normal emotion. Do you know that it can actually make life quite interesting? Because art and poetry, much of that has actually been inspired by melancholy or sadness. And because sadness usually accompanies loss. For example, we say goodbye to a loved one, we go to a funeral, and that can be a very sad time. And that can become despair when we realize that someone we love has been taken from us. But then I think, as Hugh Mackay mentioned in his article in the Reader's Digest, that sadness can help us to appreciate happiness. We won't be sad all the time. But when is it natural to feel sad? Feeling sad every once in a while is natural. But as I said, maybe an illness gets in the way. There are lots of reasons, but often it's because of a loss, a separation, a change. And this is probably the most common cause of sadness, the death of a relative or even a pet dog or cat or whatever it is who dies. That can actually be a time of sadness and even grief. Changes, like moving to a new town or a new school, leaving friends behind, that can also make you sad. Disappointments, I think we all have disappointments in our relationships as well. And some people, when they're sad, they kind of hide away. They go into themselves, they stay alone, or what we call withdraw into isolation. As I said, the psalmist, in one of his psalms in the Bible, says, "My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from heeding my cries?" Which were the words of Jesus. But you know that God understands. He knows, as Jesus has been sad himself, he knows the things that hurt. Lord, we acknowledge sad times. Give us grace and courage, Lord, to look to you for the good times. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.